We're back again. It's the Tuesday edition of the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how we feeling, man?
Spike Lee? Jackie Baseball? I'll let you boy.
How we doing?
What was that? What was the
I think it was
for?
the Joel Embiid siren. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, what was the alarm about?
No, Jalen did not throw an interception in training camp.
Right. Yeah,
that's
like,
usually what
on?
It's designed for. No, this is totally different and more important.
Okay.
And we do have a big show today, as we always do. 3 o'clock, it's Tuesday, so we'll have Tuesdays with Elliot. We'll have Elliot here for an hour.
You're excited to talk Sixers with Elliot, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm dying too. And actually, we also have some information about Mets fans that want to throw their team a parade for losing, which is interesting. Jordan Mailata will join us at 4 to give us an update on his physical condition. Ike, I did not expect in October, really at any point, to lead this show with the Philadelphia 76ers. And I know people think of me as Sixers guy or whatever, but we are fully in the middle of Eagles season. I actually thought maybe we'd be talking about
the winning streak.
Yeah, thought maybe we'd be talking about the Phillies too, if they had played along, but not so much. So, but
not allowed.
Yeah, but here we are. Here we are. And the news came out earlier today that Joel Embiid and Paul George will not be playing in tomorrow's opening game against the Milwaukee Bucks. I think the Paul George thing was not a surprise for most people, as he just injured himself last week, but people seem very surprised at the Joel Embiid thing, even though we've mentioned it a few times over the last couple of weeks that I didn't think he was going to play in this game. But people are very, 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 very upset that Joel is not playing tomorrow night. And you know, the thing is that all I've heard for the last several years, 3-4 years, every time Joel Embiid does anything during the regular season, whether it's win the MVP or score more points than minutes played or score 50 points in a game, blah, 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 blah. All I ever hear from people is none of this matters. The only thing that matters is the playoffs. Call me in May and tell me he did it then. Call me in April or June and tell me he did it then. So I can only think that if Joel Embiid and Paul George played tomorrow, as people would want them to do, and they beat the Milwaukee Bucks by 35 points,
right,
and the three of them looked good together, the response would largely be, don't care, regular season, call me in May. So finally, the team and the player have decided to structure their season around the playoffs. The goal is to have Joel healthy in May, as everybody wanted, maybe even in June. God rest our souls. Maybe if we had somehow are playing basketball in June, that Joel would be healthy then. That games in October and November and December just do not have the same meaning that they do in May. So finally, we have the player saying, I don't care about awards. I don't care about, you know, all NBA. I don't care about MVP. What I care about is my legacy. What I care about is winning a championship. This is what we wanted. We wanted them to care about the playoffs and not worry about the optics of having Joel in there for the opener or the second game or the third game. Optics have gotten us in trouble every single year. Why didn't Joel play in this back-to-back? Why didn't he play in this game against Denver? Why didn't he play in this game in November and October? Optics, optic, optics. Yeah. Why didn't he won 65 games so he can get all NBA. Oh, he's going for the MVP. It doesn't actually matter. The only thing that matters is a championship. Optics, regular season, criticized over and over and over again for prioritizing the regular season and awards over the playoffs.
Yeah.
So here we have them prioritizing the playoffs and saying, you know what? Joel Embiid ain't playing until we feel like he is in the condition we need him in to get through the rigors of an NBA season. So if that means it's next week or the week after, that's when he's going to play. So I guess my message is, this is what we wanted. Could they have messaged it better and told us all 2 weeks ago? Sure. I think they could have done that. That would have been smart. Maybe. But you know what would have happened 2 weeks ago? People would have said the exact same thing that they're saying today.
The argument would have made 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it just would have been then. So it was bad timing from them, but the strategy part of it is a good idea. This is what we wanted from Embiid. It's what we wanted from the Sixers. They are prioritizing the right thing. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, you said a mouthful there.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. I don't disagree with pretty much any of it. I really don't. And listen, I want to see Joel Embiid play like everybody else does. I want to see this team on the court just like everyone else does. It's like being promised a gift or something, and you're not able to open it yet. Right?
Sure.
You're not able to take it out of the package yet and play with it. Pause. But yeah.
Holy cow.
Well, I'm just saying. Just whacking that thing. I'm just saying, I understand where people could sort of have anticipated the beginning of the season and wanting to see what these guys look like. But I the writing was on the wall for me when the messaging came out a couple weeks ago when Embiid basically said, I'm not playing in back-to-back games pretty much for the rest of my career.
And
he literally said that.
Not playing in preseason games, not scrimmaging. Like they could have been clearer.
Right.
But the writing, to your point, the writing was on the wall.
So it helped me to anticipate this. And it actually put me at ease. Again, basketball nut, basketball junkie, love watching it during the week, especially during football season. Give you a couple days to have something else entertain you. That's going to be there. Thank God we have a Tyrese Maxey and some other young players and even mixed in veterans that we're going to still get a good product on the court until these guys are ready to roll. The postseason is what matters, man. And this is a different way of trying it. They haven't fully committed to it. He hasn't fully committed to it because he's had other things on his priority list and agenda list. Even he has sort of admitted that, and he said he's not worried about those things moving forward. He has the financial security. He already had it prior to the extension. He definitely has it since the extension. So his financial security is already there for his future. He's cemented as a Hall of Fame player right now. But he knows the only thing that's missing is the postseason dominance and championship. And if this is a different way to go about doing it and getting him at his best, I'm all for it, man. I'm all for it. And that's against my own urges to want to watch this team play and be excited about them. But again, like I said, Maxey is good enough. I almost liken it to this. Not quite the same. But in the Lakers earlier heyday, you know, when Shaq was taking off during the season, Kobe had to do a lot of the work during the season. It still made them an entertaining team to watch. And I'm not saying Maxey is Kobe Bryant, but what I am saying is that I'm going to get a chance to watch Maxey develop to his game to that superstar level where they're sort of relying on him a lot of the nights. And Paul George and Embiid is going to mix in. And when the postseason gets here, we know who's taking over. We know who's taking over. I'm good with it. We've tried it the other ways. It hasn't worked. I'm good with it this way. I got no problem with it.
215-592-9494. Are you all right with Joel not playing tomorrow? And this is the last thing I would say, and I touched on it right at the beginning, is if they win, they get to the finals, this week
this means nothing.
Is not going to matter.
And, at all.
And if they played this week and they dominated and they didn't get to the finals, this week would not matter.
Means nothing.
It sucks that this is the position that we're in, that these games, essentially, we are in the development and the time and honestly, his physical issues, that this is the way they got to play it, but it's the way they got to play it. And we remember getting beat by the Raptors, who won the title that year.
Yeah.
And that year, they decided with Kawhi Leonard.
Yep.
Kawhi Leonard decided, hey, you know what? No back. I'm not playing back to backs. Yeah. Don't even talk to me about it. And in those playoffs, it's the last time
we lead look like Kawhi.
Right. He looked like Michael Jordan yeah. those playoffs. So yeah. do I know that's going to work this time? No. But I do know that the way we were doing it before did yeah. not work because he's been hurt every playoffs in the entire time he's been here outside of the bubble, which was a disaster anyway. So
yeah.
So there you go. Joel Embiid not playing tomorrow. How you feeling? Big V and Mount Laurel starts us off. Big V, you're on WIP.
Oh, man, look, forget all that other stuff. Look, don't get me wrong. First, let me say, Ike, how you doing?
What up, Big V?
Yo, man. Jackie Baseball, what's up?
Jack don't know s***.
And my boy, the king of the low-lying
What's up, Big V? I am Mr. Low-Lying Fruit.
Low-Lying Fruit.
Yep.
I still can't figure out what the heck that is.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But listen, here's my big issue with Joel, all right? First of all, I'm not upset that he went to the Olympics. I'm not upset that he got his gold medal. I wish that, you know, we had enough people or enough talent where he could get a championship in Philly. I'm sick of these multimillionaires, especially his little candy ass, always hurt. And you know what? You talk all that stuff about, oh, we're going to save him for the playoffs. If we can't make the playoffs, what are we saving him for?
Bro, they're going to make the playoffs.
Oh, we're making the playoffs. Come on, Big V.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Just for the sake of argument.
Yeah. Yes, they're making the playoffs.
They're going to make the playoffs.
Okay, from your lips to God's ears, brother.
Yeah.
But
half the league makes the playoffs, Big V, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, they're going to make the playoffs.
And actually, it's 10,
like,
isn't it 10?
They're going to make the playoffs.
Well, the play-in?
If you count the play-in, yeah, it's 10 teams.
Jesus, what a sport.
Two-thirds of the league.
Yeah. Make it 65 games the regular season. Just make it 65
well,
games.
Well, wait a minute. 14 teams in the NFL make the playoffs.
That's
almost
true.
Half the league in the NFL
yeah,
makes it. Baseball, how many teams? They just keep adding playoffs.
We're getting closer.
It's 20 teams that essentially make, like, teams well under 500 make the quote-unquote playoffs.
Wait till they expand that roster, that playoff format.
Wait a minute. I don't think any team in the Western Conference made it under 500 last year, and I think one team in the Eastern.
Just let me cook for one second.
You're
just
wrong
about
it.
Shut up.
I'm trying.
Shut up in there.
Shut up.
Jesus
Christ. You shut up. Your name's third.
The playoff season is worth a mediocre.
I played a couple.
Sorry, Big B.
No, no, go ahead. Forget about me calling.
Nah, just like don't worry about making the playoffs. If Joel Embiid's out for the year, then we're sunk, you know. But as long as he is going to play the 55 games or whatever that we assume he'll play, they're going to make. And I'll tell you what.
By the way, that's what I need. I need 55 out of
yes,
the trio.
Yeah, I think 50. Well, you might not get 55
you're
get out of
35.
The trio.
35. What are you talking about?
35.
They're not playing more than 40
well, because
games together.
They'll do is they'll give Paul George a night off when Joel
right.
Embiid's playing.
I can't get 55.
Nah, I don't think so. But here's the other thing, Big V. Can I tell you this?
35.
If the Sixers didn't have Embiid, they would make the playoffs.
No,
they would still make the playoffs this year.
Oh, yeah, they would.
I don't care.
The fact that it's your show. Go ahead. Tell me what you want.
Bro, I made this show.
I like where this call's going.
We're doing
all this. Right. This makes a lot of sense.
Getting out of Big V now. Let him go now. Jack, what do you think, Mr. Sixers podcast
say it's
guy?
It's okay. It's actually good that Joel isn't playing at all. I didn't know the worm also worked for
it's
the Sixers.
It's not a worm.
Well, we'll see. When I talk to my guy Howard at 6, I'm sure we'll discuss this in a more logical sense. I'm just mad he played in the Olympics. Like, I don't care that he won a gold medal. Like he's not ready for the season. Great. Whatever. I'm okay with load managing Joel Embiid. It just bothers me that he went and played in the Olympics then and put a priority on that because, once again, it's focusing on something that is not translating to a championship. I don't care that he won a gold medal. No one here cares they won a gold medal. All we want him to do is be ready to go in when it matters. And maybe he's still hurt. I mean, maybe he's still ramping up from whatever happened at the end of last year. Maybe he's not fully recovered from that. So
what is playing 2 weeks in that playing 12 minutes a game in the
because
Olympics
he could have been rehabbing instead of running up and down the court on it.
What rehabbing, you mean?
Yeah.
He could be
more ready for Sixer season
I'll
than
give
he was
you,
playing
I'll give
over
you,
there.
I'll give you two reasons why it was good that he played in the Olympics. Reason number one, mm-hmm. being surrounded by the best players in the NBA and learning how they treat a high-level competition and championship and learning those habits from those players is important. Reason number two, he's come into camp every single year out of shape except this year. And him playing basketball in the offseason, even if it delayed his start in the actual games of this season by a week or two, 100% worth it to me. I want him to feel what it's like to feel the difference between winning and losing. And winning in those games, I thought was important for him. I thought it was worth the risk, 100%. And I don't think he was re-injured. I actually don't think the Olympics have very much to do with any of this. You know, it was the beginning
of
August.
Not like
he was
playing 30 minutes a game out there.
It was the beginning of August.
Yeah.
It was the beginning of August. If he was going to be ready, he was going to be ready. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Hey, are we finally here? Hey, you thought yesterday was bad arguing about Dabo. Why are you going to need a sweat rag after the show today? You gonna be in? Hey, I hope he got his lawyer suit on today.
Come out for the Sixers arguments.
Yeah, but look, man, I was built for this. I was born into this. I have no problem.
We here. Hey, look, this is my thing about Joel Embiid. I'm 100% with, like, Joel Embiid, what has he got left to accomplish? It's winning a championship. Like, the regular season, I get it. The problem is in Philadelphia sports, fans and people get dug in on their takes. Jalen got a noodle arm. Jalen can't throw, you know. Joel Embiid can't get past the second round. You know,
the Phillies are the greatest. Yeah,
you know, like that's never going to change, no matter what they do, unless they win a championship. That's what people say. So it's like, Joel Embiid, your goal is to win. The only concern I have is you got three new parts. Tyrese Maxey is emerging to a superstar. Like he's on the verge of being a superstar, and he's young. You got two older guys. You know, you got Paul George coming to the team. He got to get used to playing with everybody. Mm-hmm. So you want to have enough games together to where when you go into the playoffs, you have the chemistry. Because you don't want to deal with, you know, not saying that they're the type of going to be the same, but, like, you don't want to deal with, like, you know, the Phoenix Suns.
Yes.
And Kyrie mm-hmm. and them. Like, because you don't want to deal with, oh, no, it's your turn. It's my turn. No, you want to have that chemistry to where, hey, we know what we're doing. We know the sets we're running. This is the offense that we're going to run. Because at times when you're playing with superstars, you don't want to step on toes. So Joel Embiid, it's Maxey's turn. Oh, no, it's PG's turn. Nah, man. So you got to have enough games in your system down to where when you go into the playoffs, you know what you're doing. So, okay, you know, doing the load management is smart for health reasons, but you also, with a new team, you got to have enough chemistry games in there. I'm ready, baby. I
agree with all of that. Look, winning a championship with Embiid and Paul George, given their injury histories, was always going to be, it was always going to be a high wire act. Getting enough games together, but also keeping them healthy, and it was always going to be a high wire act. But believe it or not, it was still the best chance of winning a championship that we have right now. There's no other way to do this, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I agree, but I would love for them to play 80 games together, play as many games as possible. You know what I mean.
Sure.
I would love for them to be physically able to do that, mm-hmm. but we know that it's not. So it's not a perfect situation. It's not a lock. None of those things. But this high wire act that they're going to try to pull off, thank you for the call, Corey, and the warning, this high wire act that they're going to try to pull off, it's the only way. It's just the only way that we're going to have a chance of making this happen. It's the only way right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This was the only way. I can't think of another way to do this.
No, it's the only thing that's going to make it difficult in the end, and I don't know how they have mapped this out, but I do believe you need to play a certain amount of games together because those other teams have the chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, they're going to – now, New York has to work on theirs. They got a lot of new players, so they got to work on theirs. But whatever you think of Milwaukee, they've at least been together 2 years now. We know Boston has been together. So they played a lot of games. In order for us to get past those guys, I just feel like we're going to need that 50. We can't get 50?
I don't think so. Because if Embiid misses 14 games off the top, if he misses 14 games off the top because of back-to-backs, so all of a sudden he's down to 68. And let's say he misses five to start the season.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
We're down to 63.
Right.
So he's only playing 63. There's no way if Paul George is also not playing back-to-backs now, mm-hmm. could you get 40?
Hold on, so Paul George not going to play back-to-backs either?
Morey said few, if any.
Okay, well.
Yeah. This is what it is. Yeah, like we won.
I know he wasn't playing back to backs either, but okay.
Yeah.
All right. I got to reevaluate this as I go,
no,
man. As
oh,
I
no.
go, I'm just saying.
That's the Sixers' favorite word, reevaluate.
Well, yeah. I mean, as far as what my outlook can be, I can't. They only play 25 games together. What can I expect them to do in the playoffs?
Your outlook is going to be, let's see how they look in April. That's Sixers season. I mean, Sixers season's not starting until round one of the playoffs. It's as simple as that.
Nah, but I want to see them throughout the year.
Listen, I know.
From periodically.
Yeah, I
You mean tell me I'm never going to – is that once a week? What is that, once a week all three of them are going to play?
No, I think
fans will not be on board with that.
No, it's half the games. Figure half, you'll have all three.
Okay, so you're giving me 45.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Assuming there's no significant injuries along the way,
right,
I think that's what we end up with.
I need Maxie to play 85.
215.
Even though it's only 82 games, I need him to play 85 games, man.
215-592-9494. Kenny in Delaware, you're on WIP.
Hello.
Hi, Kenny.
What's up, Kenny?
Okay, I'm calling to say I'm not in agreement with it. It's not going to work. So what if he sits out all these games and then playoff time comes and he plays a series and get injured and then it was all for nothing?
Wow,
and
man.
On top of it, we gave him all this money to sit out games.
Well, you didn't give him any money.
Well,
luckily,
they gave him all his money to sit
out
games.
So Kenny, but I understand everything you're saying. So Kenny's plan, what would you do instead?
Invest the money in some young new players and get ready for the future.
Oh, so you just want
to
do
ready to get rid of Embiid?
He's not the answer. He hasn't been the answer. He's not going to be the answer. You can't play injured and be injured.
Think of this, Kenny. Boston built their team just about as well as you could do it. And by the way, they were coming from a place where they were already a top four seed.
Yeah.
So they added Jaylen Brown, they added Jason Tatum, all these guys. It still took them, with all that, 7 years to win a championship.
Poor thing, still got injured.
Yes.
They still wound up missing a lot of games.
7 years. So when you're saying you would rather start from the beginning again, what you're doing is saying, okay, and by the way, the Boston thing worked out perfectly. Think about every team where it didn't work out, which is why you're at the end of this, right? You're at the last 3 years of this, probably 2-3 years of this. Just try it. You have a better chance of winning a championship this way within the next 5 or 10 years than completely restarting everything and trying to build around a 6-foot guard as your best player. It's just, I know it's not optimal and I know it's not likely, but it's still the best chance we have, Kenny. Thank you for the call. It's still the best chance we have. Right now, it's the best chance we have rather than rebuilding again.
Oh, yeah. Hell no. We ain't thinking about no rebuilding.
Yeah. What are you laughing at in there?
No, this is funny.
Okay.
No, we're committed.
Yeah, no.
We're probably committed. First of all, they just gave Paul George how long was this deal? That was a 5-year deal?
Is it 4 years with an option?
I think it's 4 with an option.
Yeah.
Okay, Embiid just got an extension, and Maxie just got an extension.
Yeah. We're good.
We're
this
locked in for at least another 5 years with this.
Jared McCain, once he gets over the palpitations or whatever, he's the next guard they have.
Yeah, well, he'll be gone by trade deadline.
I know.
Yeah. So Kevin Garnett.
Promise?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's likely.
Don't connect at 32 the other night.
Yeah.
Ooh, we could use him.
Yeah. Come on, Spike.
Come on, Spike.
32. Come on. You don't want a 24-year-old rookie?
Why not?
Who's great in the preseason? All I care about with whoever they drafted is that
I want to have a 19-year-old rookie who can't shoot.
No, I know.
All I know. Well, McCain can shoot.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We get a lot of young players who
can't
actually shoot.
All I care about is because
that's the one thing McCain can do.
Whoever they were going to draft was going to get traded by the trade deadline anyway. So all I care about is, well, because they're going to need it for salary and value, I think. So, we'll get into it.
Okay.
Stop.
No, Spike knows all this
I'm
stuff,
just
man.
Trying
Come
to
on,
help.
Man. He's trying to explain it, man.
No, this is great. I love it.
Yeah. If I been,
and we were talking about somebody being sent down to AAA versus who has options and all this type of stuff.
Yeah, we let you do that stuff.
With all
tell us, Jack.
Tell us, Jack. About who's up in Lehigh.
Oh, tell us, Jack. Bro, I made this show.
I just think I love it. No, this is great. This is great. It's going to be a long season. Are you surprised?
Philly's lost in 4 games to the Mets. You got a lot of nerve.
The Phillies sucked. I know. I just... I like the callers early. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
He knows everybody's angry right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, dude.
Okay. 215-592-9494.
Can you believe he played the Olympics?
Yes.
He doesn't care about the city.
Oh, he cares about America, which is more than he can say about you. You're over there waving your China flags and your Putin flags over there.
I was on Jokic's side for the Serbia game, for sure. Me and Eurojohn.
Well, Kevin Garnett didn't have very good things to say about what they're doing with Embiid either, and we'll let you hear that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.